Questa told us that an unauthorized user accessed an account to view student data from December 30th through January 2nd.
State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia held a conference call late yesterday afternoon regarding the breach. Only 52 students across the entire state at five schools were affected, and it was isolated to students who took the assessment on a computer in the spring of last year. While the number is small, Elia says it's unacceptable.
They told us that the breach data includes personally identifiable information. Such information would be students' names, their New York State Student Identification Number or NICID number, the schools they attend, their grade level, and their teachers' names.
Only one school and one student in the Buffalo region was affected, St. Amelia School in Tonawanda. WBFO reached Catholic School Superintendent of the Diocese of Buffalo, Sister Carol Cimino, who was notified by the state education departments.
Immediately upon hanging up with state ed, I did call Mr. Mulay, who's the principal of St. Amelia's, just to alert him. And there was nothing that he could do because state ed now will contact Mr. Mulay. They will contact the student and they will contact the student's parents. My question of state ed was, would they continue their business relationship with Questar? And the answer was, it's up to the commissioner.
Certainly, we're going to hold Questar accountable and explore all avenues to do that. Certainly, we need to make sure that the provisions of the contract are held.
Commissioner Elia says at this point, Questar believes a former employee may be responsible. A majority of the 28,000 students who took the assessments last spring used paper and pencil and were not affected. Commissioner Elia says there does not appear to be any particular pattern of those 52 students targeted.
This is not something that you would know from looking at the pattern, but In our review of anything that we have seen, we can't say any reason that anyone would do it. But since it's been someone who was an employee there, they believe that, then I'm sure they're continuing to investigate it. We are going to be very proactive about it and very transparent about it, but we're going to move forward.
The State Attorney General's Office has been asked to investigate. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.